Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Breakfast Briefing. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday, the 2nd of August. And as usual, with all the information contained in this presentation, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this presentation. If you need to, you can pause the PowerPoint slide here and read our disclaimer in full. And if you're listening on a podcast, head on over to our website and you can read the disclaimer there. All right, well, a little bit of a negative night on the US markets on Friday, a combination really of the continued outbreak of the variant in various countries and in the US as well, and also a little bit of disappointment in some of the earnings reports coming through. Caterpillar was down and Amazon took a big hit as well, down 7.6% after their numbers. We saw the Dow down 149 points or 0.42% to 34,935. NASDAQ down 0.71%, 106 points to 14,673. And the S&P 500 down 24 or 0.54%. Middle for diddle as usual, 43.95. And we saw also a little bit of a resurgence in that VIX index, up 3.05%, 18.24, as a number of people obviously piled into buying some option protection at the CBOE. Interestingly though, our SPY futures up 37 points or just over 0.5% to 73.37. I say interestingly because we'd had a big faller over the weekend with iron ore dumping 7.4%, $14.50 to 180.50. And we did also see, of course, increased numbers in the COVID cases on the weekend. Maybe the gold medals were somewhat pointing to that optimism. But in other commodity news, we had Brent crude up 28 cents to 76.33, up 0.37%. WTI up 33 cents to 73.95, up 0.45%. Gold dropped over 1% as well. $18.60 down for gold, 1817.20. That iron ore price down 7.5%. A real smack there for the iron ore bulls. And the Aussie dollar, 73.92. In terms of other metals on Friday, we had copper down 0.9. We had nickel down 1.5. Aluminium up 0.3. Zinc up 0.6. Lead up 0.3. And tin pretty much unchanged there. So hard to see where that 37 points is going to come from the index, especially bearing in mind the index last week went absolutely nowhere for the week. Very higgledy-piggledy. Here you can see the S&P 500 had a good opening, but then has been tailing off, closing down that 0.5% at the end of the day. In terms of major stories coming out of overseas markets, low yields are a key component of the TINA mantra for stocks, which is there is no alternative. Retail investors buying the dip in mega caps and other big techs after rotating out of the FANGs in June. The Fed's overnight reverse repurchase facility pushed above $1 trillion on Friday. And vaccine holds out in Corona's hotspots, rushing to get shots amid concerns over Delta variant. And Dr. Fauci said regulators could start granting full approval to the COVID vaccine 19 vaccines as soon as next month. The US is also contemplating a prediction that maybe 140,000 to 300,000 cases a day could happen in August, as disease trackers and modelers predict that the lack of vaccinations in some states could see that spike up towards those case numbers. And more than 7.5 million Americans expected to fall off the benefits cliff, and no sense of urgency in Congress to extend the pandemic programs beyond Labor Day. Somewhat concerning there. As far as our market goes, the highlights today, we have CoreLogic dwelling prices for July, M1 inflation for July, ANZ job ads for July, July PMI manufacturing for China, and Japan as well. But the big news of the day, and this is quite big news, is Afterpay has been approached with a $39 billion bid from Square Inc., which is run and started up by Jack Dorsey, who was the man behind Twitter. It is a share deal, 0.375 shares of Square for every afterpay. Values afterpay at around $126.91, which is around a 30-odd% premium to the closing price on Friday. It is all shares, although there is a small cash component, but it is all shares. So you are backing the business of Square as well as Afterpay, and the results did come out this morning from Afterpay as well, but this could well have triggered the starting gun on the buy now pay later sector consolidation. But it is a pretty big deal. I think it's the biggest corporate deal that we've seen in Australia maybe ever. So a big deal this morning. It's going to be very interesting to see how that whole sector reacts to that deal. Certainly Afterpay was probably not seen as the one being acquired by somebody else, although it has been rumoured in the past. But it does seem a little bit undervaluing Afterpay, given that you are getting shares in Square Inc., which will be traded in the US. So a lot of Australian shareholders are not going to be that happy with this. And also the premium they're paying is not that great, seeing as the stock was trading around that 120-odd level pre the Apple and PayPal announcement. So it's going to be an interesting day for the buy now, pay later sector, that's for sure. Over in the US, 88% of S&P 500 companies have beaten earnings per share estimates to date for Q2. It's the highest earnings per share beat percentage-wise since 2008. Is that a good thing, or does it just mean that the guys forecasting the EPS have been way off the mark? Earnings are now expected to have climbed 89.8% in the second quarter versus forecasts of 65.4% at the start of July. In US terms, BHP down 2.1% and Rio down 2.7%. That iron ore price down 7.4%. Chinese steel mills were even reselling contracted iron ore volume back to the market. And Atlassian has surged nearly 22% to $325.12 US, lifting its market cap to $81 billion. And in the US, Tesla was up 1.5%, Amazon down 7.6%, Alphabet down 1%, Apple up 0.2%, and Amazon hit with an $886 million fine. It's a record EU fine for processing personal data in violation of the bloc's EDPR rules. That's the data protection rules. Pan-European stock 600 index fell 0.5%. Travel and leisure stocks and miners were the top decliners. And there's a bit of a rhyme there. 10-year yield in various jurisdictions. US 1.22, Australia 1.17, coming more back into line. Germany still down 0.46% there. Question of the day today. Did Square just fire the starting gun? Is that the opening salvo in the consolidation that people have been talking about in the buy now, pay later sector? We shall see. Thanks very much for listening. Head on over to the Facebook discussion group. It's a great group and it's a fantastically well-behaved and really useful group for members. So if you've got some reservations about Facebook, this is the one group you should join. 3,500 members. Members helping members is the motto. And if you missed Ask the Analyst on Friday night, there will be a link in the newsletter and on Facebook so you can catch up with that session. It ran to about an hour and 20 minutes, which was a really good session. Thanks very much for listening and have a great day.